Tonight, there's a little bit of a news silence because of the upcoming E3, which means we can join in with the speculation of Wii clones. All that in your live calls and chat comments on the Bobby Blackwell Show week of May 17th, 2009. Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air.
Calling in to chime in about this net.
It's your fault, Doc Wolf. It's you guys who buy these dumb Katamari Catalarm kind of
Bobby Blackwell back at Dragon Con 2005. Hi, I'm here at Anime Weekend Atlanta 11. I'm here at the Best Buy in Alpharetta, Georgia, talking about the Xbox 360 launch.
DC Nate and everybody in chat's all going, we didn't buy into the hype. You did buy into the hype, you just didn't buy the system.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, it's Bobby Blackwell.
I'm so glad I'm getting the cold over now, so I don't have it in a few weeks, but I'm still coughing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to not a swine flu edition, but a sick edition of the Bobby Blackwell Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. If you're joining us here on All Games Radio, welcome. Head on over to our chat room, chat.allgames.com. I'll be reading intelligent comments from chat throughout the night, and you can join in there. A little bit later on, I'm going to be opening up our Skype line and our toll-free number. Our Skype line is Bobby Blackwell Show, all one word. Or you can call us toll-free in North America, 1-866-880-0156. E3 is coming. I got my pass, my all-access pass. Has my real name on it. Says All Games Radio, host, media, all-access. I'm all set. I'm going to be working with Game Tactics as well as All Games. Haven't decided, I don't even know exactly what All Games Radio is doing, but I know that I'm going to be doing some freelancing work with GameTactics.com. They're a Canadian-based game blog site. It's actually run by Mike, too, in our chat room. If you're ever in AllGames.com, our chat room, during the weekday when he's at work, he doesn't chat from home. He chats from work. If you're ever on during the day, he's probably in there. He is the editor of GameTactics.com, and he is also the proprietor of E3Coverage.com. As in, yes, it's a very heavily wanted domain. He's got it, and he does video interviews, and I'm going to be actually doing some stand-up interviews for E3Coverage.com, so you'll get to look at me interviewing other people. And so you're going to be able to he's even updating during the show. He's not doing any of the networking events, which is crazy, but that's what he has to do. So he sits in his hotel room at night and uploads video and encodes video. So you'll be able to check all that out over at E3Coverage.com. You'll be able to see me over there. I know we've already got a Rock Band, Beatles, and PSP interview all lined up, and he's getting like all the big boys lined up. So hopefully I'll be able to get into some things through them, because the great thing about that is that he's Canadian. So he deals with the Canadian PR companies, and there's less Canadian media sites than there are U.S. media sites. So PR companies that don't give me the time of day love him. You know, Nintendo of America won't give me the time of day, but Nintendo of Canada, they're like sending him all these things. And in fact, this is one of the things that I got in. Speaking of Nintendo and my massive Nintendo fanboyism, I'm going to be writing an article for GameTactics.com on this subject. It should be up Thursday morning during E3, or not Thursday morning, Wednesday morning, the second day. I am going to be attending a presentation and roundtable Q&A with Shigeru Miyamoto. So that's going to be kind of cool. That's on the first day. It's an hour and a half. There's going to be a presentation and then some Q&A. So I got to think up some like real questions that I would want to ask Miyamoto-san. So the full report of that will be on GameTactics.com during E3, and then obviously on my shows, both Friday Night Gaming and this one, I'll be talking about a little bit about what I saw in there. No cameras, no video cameras, no photos, no nothing. You're going to just have to take my word that I was there, because there's going to be no photographic or videographic evidence that I'm in there. But I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be kind of like my highlight of it, unless some other cool things come in. So I'm getting things ramped up. A couple of our friends here at the show, Hi-Res Studios, Global Agenda, they've already pinged me that they're going to be showing something there, even though they're just up the road from me, so I could probably go tomorrow and see what they're doing. But also Jumpgate Evolution, which we heavily featured at PAX in our PAX coverage last year, they're going to be, they've pinged me and want me to come see some stuff. So I'm going to be trying to see some stuff when I'm not working for E3Coverage.com. Let me know if there's something that you want to see that's outside of maybe my main interests and stuff. Because trust me, I am going to be seeing Rock Band and the new Guitar Hero and all that stuff. But because of E3, there's not that much news. See, the ESA that puts on E3, the Entertainment Software Association, they have kindly requested, not demanded, but kindly requested companies not release that much news if they're attending E3. And the companies have accepted. So, there's not that much to talk about. Like, not that much news really came out. I mean, some delays, I think, came around. And you know, this was a really slow week for games. I mean, next week we've got Punch-Out and Bionic Commando coming out. The only game that I do want to talk about that finally came out this week, because I know we're going to get a call about it tonight, because it's on the PlayStation Network, and apparently every single week we get a phone call about the PlayStation Network. And it always starts with, not many people talk about the PSN, but... Zen Pinball. I have not purchased it yet, but I am going to, I promise. This is by the same studio that made Pinball FX on the Xbox Live Arcade, which is one of my favorite arcade games. I actually still go back to Pinball FX, and frankly, I don't go back and play many of those arcade games I bought, which is precisely why I don't buy that many arcade games anymore, because now I know that the longevity isn't there. But Pinball FX has that longevity, and Zen Pinball is a very cleaned up version of Pinball FX, and it even adds some neat stuff. Like, it apparently does add a owner's mode, like where, like, you know, Dark Sakura on OLR can probably talk more about this, but because there's a menu, you know, kind of like a BIOS menu or whatever in the pinball machine, where you can actually change things, and apparently you can even change, like, the level of the table, so you can even do physical adjustments to the table itself. You can play around with all that stuff apparently in Zen Pinball, and it's really cool the way that they do that. The multiplayer, it looks like it is the same as it is on the Xbox Live Arcade, in which you're playing while other people are playing the game. So you're sitting there talking to people, and it uses the camera, so you can actually just see what they look like. But you're actually playing at the same time. It's basically who can get up to the highest score first, and every time you lose a ball, you lose a percentage of your score. And so really the hard ones are when you set it to lose 100% of your score whenever you lose the ball. Those are the games that will last a long time. We actually had a lot of fun in the Xbox 360 version. And, you know, hey, if you're getting the PSN version of Zen Pinball, we should play together. Because people tell me I don't play enough PS3 games. And I think Zen Pinball is a game that I would play. So I do recommend it, even though I've only played the demo, believe it or not. But I'm not going to give it a full grade because obviously I have not played the full game yet. But it is on my list once I get a chance to stop and play games and stuff. Silly907 says, ask Miyamoto to put a Bobby Blackwolf character into the next Animal Crossing game. Shadow Next Gen says, Bobby should do a story on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. What? Isn't it too soon for those kind of games? Hitstun says, ask Shigeru Miyamoto when we'll see Star Fox 2. I'd rather actually ask him when we're going to see Mother 3 and just see what they say. But I'm probably not going to push my luck. And Mobili OK does actually want me to point out that the tables that are in Zen Pinball are not the same ones that are in Pinball FX. They are four new tables that are included. I think that there's obviously going to be DLC, because they've actually supported Pinball FX for a while with new DLC, even many months after release. But I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, the other tables from, like, the 360 version become DLC in the PS3 version and stuff like that. Except don't bother with the Extreme table. If it does, don't spend any money on that Extreme table. If they bring the 360 ones over, don't. That Extreme table sucks. So, the little bit of speculation, because, like I said, slow news week. We're probably going to be taking more calls than usual tonight. That all the consoles... All the console manufacturers that are not raking in money like Nintendo are trying to rake in the money like Nintendo. And the Wall Street Journal actually talked about Microsoft's technology that they speculate that they're going to announce at E3, which is actually something that has been shown at E3 before. Except it was shown down in Kensha Hall. And so I'm going to kind of explain this concept because it's actually not going to be there this year at E3. But Kensha Hall is actually the basement of the Los Angeles Convention Center. It is a real physical place. It's called Kensha Hall. But what E3 would put in there are all the smaller companies, companies that don't have big, huge booths, companies you probably don't really care about. These are your, you know, Korean game companies and stuff, and the companies that are like doing, you know, they sell used games and, you know, basically all the other game industry people that aren't the people that you've heard of. And actually down here, one of the companies that was showcasing something down there in 2006, which was the last quote-unquote real E3, was a company that was using the Xbox Live Vision camera to track your movements. And at that time, they were even showing like some mini games that they were very crude mini games that they developed that did everything the Wii could do on an Xbox 360, and they were just using the Xbox 360 Vision camera. Now, granted, at E3, they were in the absolute perfect lighting. They had everything, you know, everything was a controlled environment, but you could go in there and you could actually do things with your hands. You had to be wearing something, but you could do things with your hands that mimicked anything on the Wii. And they showed this 3 years ago, and Wall Street Journal now finally is wising up to this. Microsoft is developing a new video camera for the Xbox 360 console that will allow players to control games with the movement of their bodies. People familiar with the matter said, in an effort to attract the casual players who have fueled Nintendo's recent success. The Microsoft device is a twist on Nintendo's Wii, which allows users to swing a tennis racket or other equipment in games by holding a plastic wand in their hands. I like how the Wall Street Journal dummies this down. Unlike the Wii, the Microsoft camera won't require users to hold any hardware to control on-screen action, the people familiar with the matter said. The camera would sit near the television and capture when players move their hands, legs, or head, or when your cat walks in front of the camera. Microsoft obviously declined to comment on this. The camera represents another effort by the gaming industry to reach out to consumers with more intuitive playing methods than traditional game controllers with their array of joysticks and buttons. The camera will use 3D technology, which gives players a more accurate control over their games than earlier game cameras did. So it's basically, it's you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they did it with the Xbox Live Vision camera. Now they've got a new camera that can see in space. The potential move suggests Microsoft is stepping up efforts to gain ground on Nintendo, the leader of the market for the current generation of game consoles. Spokesman for Nintendo declined to comment. And then this goes on, blah, blah, blah. Microsoft, the camera can be unveiled as early as E3, and it's based on technology Microsoft developed. And they also acquired an Israeli startup called 3DV Systems, which had developed a 3D camera and holds related patents. But 3DV cannot comment on this either. So people have been working on this for quite some time, and in fact, even Harmonix, of all people, the one music game they didn't make was iToy Antigraph, which used your hands and you controlled the character. And, you know, I mean, even the Xbox Live Vision camera tried this with that amazingly awesome game named Totem Ball. Yeah. But, I mean, the questions that I have, you know, is I really would need to see something like this in action, because I've actually got You're in the Movies, which uses the Xbox 360 Vision camera, and it detects movement and things like that. And it's terrible here at my house, because the lighting is incorrect here. I don't have enough light shining at me in order for it to work. I even brought out, like, lamps and stuff, directional lamps, and it didn't even work because I don't have a wall behind me. I actually have, like, a door, not a doorway, but it's like a open area that goes into my next room. So it's not a good background environment. I kind of have to get like a green screen sheet and hang it from my ceiling or something if I really wanted to play You're in the Movies very seriously, because it just doesn't work. And I'm not so sure how people are going to take to that, because one of the nice things to me about the Wii is that you can cheat. Okay? You don't have to stand up to play a lot of the Wii games. But for this, you'd actually have, there's no getting around it. You actually have to stand up, and it will know, which is, you know, what some people may say is a good thing. But, that's why the whole 3D camera technology, I'm kind of, iffy on, because, you know, Not everybody, you don't have to stand up and make sweeping motions to get the Wii to work. I mean, I didn't stand up at all playing WarioWare, and I beat the entire game. You just have to know how to fool the Wii remote into thinking you're actually doing it. What Up G says, should Microsoft or Sony save motion control for their next system? No, I don't think they should, because you know, it's going to be a while before the next generation, especially with the economy the way it is. I think this console generation is going to last longer than they initially wanted it to, because if we actually followed the right signs, this is the year we would start seeing information about the new consoles, if things had gone on. But we're not hearing about a PS4 or the next Xbox or anything like that. This would be the year, if you followed the correct timelines, that we would start seeing information about the next consoles, or at least hearing about them. And I don't think we're going to hear that. I don't think this is going to be like 2004, when we started hearing the names Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 and Revolution from Nintendo. I don't think that's going to happen. Xenocore says, so what you're saying is Microsoft is doing more to promote health and wellness than Nintendo, since you can't cheat Microsoft's system? Maybe. I guess. But I don't actually try to, like, cheat Wii Fit. You know, that's the other thing. It's kind of hard. I mean, you can cheat Wii Fit a little bit, but it not really. Like, the running in place, you can cheat that, but it's not the point. There's no achievements in Wii Fit, so there's no point in cheating it. I guess that's the way I look at it. And also, one thing to note is that a third party is actually making a Wii-like device, or Wii remote-like device for the Xbox 360. It's called, like, Squibbles or something. It was announced at GDC. Kind of glossed over. Not many people really paid attention to it. Platform Nation actually found the listing on GameStop for it, and I think it's Squibbles or Squibbles or something like that. I didn't write down the name of it, but it's a collection of mini games that uses a controller that looks surprisingly like a Wii remote, and that's coming out for the Xbox 360. It looks a lot like Viva Pinata in terms of like the colors and the fur and all that stuff. I guess that's what they do, is that, hey, we're a next generation system, so we're going to put fur on everything. Can't put fur on anything on a Wii and have it look like the fur on us. Yeah. Your baby's going to want 1080p now. 1080p in the kids' room. What Up G says, what I mean is, can Microsoft or Sony pull it off for this generation, or do what Nintendo did? Instead of releasing an add-on for GameCube, they just released the Wii. Here's the difference, in my unprofessional opinion. Nintendo had to release a new system because it was they didn't know it was going to work. If they had just released it for the GameCube, it would not have sold. Since Nintendo released it for the Wii, they know it can work. Now, Microsoft and Sony, they don't have to release a new system because Nintendo has already proved that the market wants this type of stuff. So all they have to do is release an add-on, because the market is there, and they can actually market it and say, you don't need to buy a Wii. You already have an Xbox 360. You don't need to buy a Wii to get those motion games. You can just buy our add-on. And we're not going to make you buy a whole new system. See, they can spin it that way. You know, we're not going to make you buy a whole new system just to get motion control. We're going to give it to you right now on the system you already have in your TV. So Microsoft and Sony are at an advantage in that sense, because they don't have to prove that it's going to work. They don't have to force it on people, because Nintendo already did the work for them. Xenocore said, Microsoft tried putting fur on everything with Conquer Live and Reloaded, but nobody bought it, with good reason. I don't think the fur killed Conquer. Bochikawa said, if they had achievements in Wii Fit, we would see nobody on the streets anymore. Sully907 says, EA Sports Active looks interesting. It's a Wii Fit game, and instead of lame yoga, it's actual cardio. And I think that's, well, Wii Fit is more the Eastern style of fitness, which is yoga and everything like that. And I think EA Sports Active is more the Western style of fitness, which is cardio and stuff. And I think actually X-Link, he called in on my Friday night show, and he may call in tonight, I don't know, because he's got like a beta program of EA Sports Active. So I don't know. He may call in and talk more about it. Obviously, if you've seen me, you know that I really don't care much for those games, because I'm just happy. I am in shape. Round is a shape. TDB says that developers won't really adopt motion sensing controls on the 360 and PS3 as much as they did on the Wii, and honestly, I don't think that's the goal of Microsoft or Sony. They want to offer it, and then, I mean, because, I mean, all people really get use them for on the Wii are the minigame compilations, so developers with minigame compilations might embrace them, especially if it sells well, but they're not going to want to give up all the button bitches out there, which is all the rest of us, that prefer to use a controller rather than our arms. And hey, how many people bought Rock Band or Guitar Hero? Those are add-ons. Somebody's reaping the benefit of those. So we're going to take a quick music break. Say, like I said, short news. That's all I had prepared. We're going to take a quick music break, which you won't hear on the podcast. And then when we come back, we're going to take lots of calls, I hope. We're really only going to take calls for the first 2 minutes. That's it. So everybody try to call in the first 2 minutes. Don't wait till the very end, because that sucks. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
This is the Master Control Program. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show on the All Games Network. And now, calls from the users and the line.
That was Xenocorps Bumper. Calls from the users. That's you! Welcome back to the Bobby Blackwell Show. If you want to leave a bumper, Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, or you can send me an MP3 over at blackwolf@allgames.com, and I'll put some music behind it and put it up here on the show. Give me a few weeks, because sometimes I don't open Skype until like I'm about to go on the air, and then I get voicemail, and I'm like, oh, that could have been the bumper for this week. So I'm going to open up our phone lines and our Skype line. Our Skype line is Bobby Blackwell Show. Our phone line, 1-866-880-0156. Feel free to give me a call about anything going on that you want to talk about in gaming. If you've played a game recently you want to talk about. If you have a prediction about E3. If you think I'm wrong about my predictions about E3, this is the part where you call in and you say, Bobby, you're wrong, and here's why. Or if you think that I'm not talking about the PlayStation Network enough, then you can, I guess you can also call in and tell me that I should talk more about the PlayStation Network. Zen Pinball is pretty good, actually. Lazy Days in our chat room says Sims 3, best summer PC game this year. I'm actually looking forward to Sims 3. I am one of those not really closet Sim players. I'll play it. I enjoy it. I usually buy the original. I buy the first version. I don't necessarily get the any of the expansions or anything like that, but I'll buy it, and I'll even play it like religiously a lot for like 2 days, and then not touch it for like 6 to 8 months, and then I'll play it again for like 2 days and stuff. I do enjoy it. So we do finally have a call here. So Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
This is Act Deft.
Act Deft, your mic works and everything. I'm impressed. What's up? What's on your mind?
How you talk about Tatsunoko versus Capcom to the United States?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom. So this is a fighting game?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what Tatsunoko is, so I'm kind of inferring. So you fill me in on this, because you're probably more of a fighting game person than I am.
Tatsunoko, it's an anime company from Japan, obviously. They have made anime like Gatchaman, G-Force here in the United States, and many others that have produced them. And they have a fighting game with Capcom that's Tatsunoko versus Capcom, Cross Generation of Heroes. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty awesome game, and apparently it's coming to the United States.
Yeah, and I'd heard a little bit about this. So what makes this game different from like Marvel versus Capcom, or is it the same game just with different characters?
From what I've seen about the game, it's pretty much similar. It has the air combos, the extravagant combos at over 50 hits and whatsoever. But the difference between Marvel vs. Capcom and Tatsunoko vs. Capcom is basically the graphics, the style of the game. You only use, I think, 3 buttons in the game. Mm-hmm. You don't use 6 like in Marvel vs. Capcom. And some other things that make makes the game unique.
So it's better for a button masher because I only have to mash three buttons instead of six. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
Possibly. Now, are these button masher style games, or is it more like Street Fighter, which is, you know, you can't really button mash?
Well, if you have played Marvel vs. Capcom, you really don't have to smash the buttons because you have to keep your combo and do the movements, all the superpowers and all that stuff. So basically here is the same. You don't button smash. You don't do it like... I don't want to say that it's a button smasher, but like Tekken and Soul Calibur, that pretty much you have to smash the button to win. But you have more strategy here.
And what platform is it coming out for?
The Wii.
The Wii? So it's...
Yeah.
So okay. So do you have to use, like, is it going to use the classic controller, or are you going to have to use the Wii remote for it?
If I recall correctly, use the Wiimote sideways, and you can use the GameCube controller and the classic controller.
But if it has three buttons, that's kind of awkward, right? Because you only have access to two buttons if you hold it sideways.
Yeah, though I think you use the B button on the Wiimote to do so.
Okay,
but
that's still an awkward...
Yeah, it's awkward, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, that's why Smash Brothers really only has one button, and it's the Smash button. Sorry.
Yeah.
So are you looking forward to picking this up?
I'm definitely picking it up.
Definitely picking it up. Yeah. So, any reason why there was doubt? I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of want for it. But then again, I'm in a very small community. Was there like a reason that there was any doubt for it, or was it just licensing?
It was a doubt to being released on the United States or in America because of licensing issues with Tatsunoko. Mm-hmm. Since in America, many of the anime they have produced are owned by many companies here, like Viz Editorial, Viz Media, mm-hmm. Tokyo Pop, and all that other companies. So they have to get the rights from them before releasing the game here. So I think Capcom did a great job trying to release the game here. So,
and because really, who here wouldn't want apparently free money, which is what this would be for them.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, Bobby.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Anime fighting, it's like Marvel vs. Capcom, but instead of American cartoon characters, you have Japanese cartoon characters. And I just pissed off every single anime fan by calling them cartoons. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype. 1-866-880-0156. I figure if I rile people up, they'll call in. Bauer CTU says, free monies? Yes, that's what it would be. Apparently, every anime nerd will buy this. We do have another call here on the line, so Bobby Blackwolf Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Blackwolf, Sully907.
Sully907, what's up? What's on your mind?
I just want to know, are you going to play Punch-Out with the buttons, or are you actually going to do the pantomime boxing?
I will try both, but I will probably revert to being a button bitch.
See, I'm thinking it's going to be more satisfying if you actually beat the game with while breaking a sweat. So I think I'll try it that way first. But
no, that's not satisfying. That tires me out. That's not satisfying. That's tiring.
Think about it. You don't even have to buy Wii Fit. It's Punch Out, man. You can play Punch Out and burn a few calories at the same time.
Yeah, that worked really well with Wii Sports and me. Yeah.
Right. Right. It's in a closet somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to that for some reason. I just seem to remember, and I hope it's not just nostalgia, how I felt about that game back in the day. I mean, I hope it can live up to the expectations I have for it, but I'm definitely looking forward to playing that next week.
Well, I mean, you see, here's the thing about Punch-Out, is that it was actually a lot more like, you know, kind of like a rhythm game back in the day. The whole thing about Punch-Out was basically you had to interpret the on-screen cues and then dodge in that rhythm and then go through, you know, and then beat them. It wasn't like, you know, a fighting game of today. It was a lot of combo memorization and stuff like that. So that's where the uniqueness and the fun of Punch-Out came. So that's also kind of why maybe I'll want to use the buttons if they keep that kind of gameplay and it's not just, you know, bam, hit him in the head a million times. You know, because I have more control over the buttons and can time it a lot better than I can time moving my arm and hoping that the Wii gets that in time and translates that.
I definitely see your point about the old Punch-Out games. A lot of those older games are really just about pattern memorization. So I see your point there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I heard they actually have been reading some previews about the game, and it seems like it's actually pretty difficult, apparently. Like, the first couple of circuits you can beat, you know, with the standard memorization, but then they actually change the patterns up on you in some of the harder difficulties, so... We'll see if that see if it's not just a reskin and actually a challenging game this time. Mm-hmm. Well, not like Mike Tyson wasn't challenging in the old one. All right, yep. That's all I got.
All right, thanks so much, man.
Yep.
Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. I am lazy. I am going to sit there and probably use the buttons and punch out. We're going to be showing Punch Out on Friday Night Gaming this week. If you want to take a look and see what it is and see how it's played before you get it. So we do have another caller here on the line. See, they're all coming in now that I said that I'm not taking any more calls. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, yo, Bobby. How you doing? It's Preston from the Ultimate Quest. How you doing?
Preston Xenocore from the Ultimate Quest. What's up? What's on your mind?
Not much, man, not much. Maybe this question is more for a Friday night gaming when you have tech on hand, but I was just urged to try to ask this, and maybe somebody in chat can help me out with it too. Recently, I jumped on Esh, and we were talking about a certain anime called Overman King Gainer. You know, mecha is my thing. And I was browsing around YouTube and discovered that despite this niche little show, its main mecha was actually included in the Super Robot Tyson series over in Japan. And I'm wondering if I can actually get a hold of any of these that will play on my PS3 in the U.S. because I'm kind of tempted to try to get it because mm-hmm. Lord knows they're not making a U.S. version of this game. I wish they would, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically asking if you can play Japanese PS3 games on your PS3?
Oh, PS2 games.
Oh, PS2 games. No, you can't.
Oh, bastard.
Because I have import PS2 games. Being in the whole 2DX and, you know, popping mm-hmm. music and stuff. I've got a whole collection of import games that they don't play on the PS3.
Do you know of any hacks that have been released on the net as of yet? Mm. Like, for example, pushing your PS3 to Linux in order to get it done or something else like that?
I haven't really looked. I mean, I'm sure that there probably is a mod chip somewhere that'll let you do it. But I'm not... I don't know, and I'm not even sure if Glenn would really know.
Yeah,
on PS2 games for a PS3. Now, what you can do is you can take your PS3. Here's what I recommend, and then you go try to buy a Japanese PS2, and you duct tape it to the top of your PS3, and then your PS3 can play Japanese PS2 games.
Awesome. I'll get on that right now.
So
Bobby,
just duct tape it right to the top of your PS3, mm-hmm. and you'll be good.
All right. One final thing.
Okay.
I need to announce the fact that Machinima is alive and well in the world, because Valve just released their new one for Meet the Spy, and it's probably one of the best pieces of work I've ever seen.
So this is what is this for again?
Okay. Every time they update Team Fortress 2, mm-hmm. they do a little montage for one of the characters. The first one was the heavy weapons guy, then the soldier, then the engineer. They've gone all the way up now to the spy, and it's probably one of the best written ones I've seen. It's great. And I just need to tell everybody to go out and look on that one, because I think it was leaked a little bit before they released it. But it's still, everybody needs to go give that a watch as soon as they're done with their podcast and listening. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
All right, we'll meet the spy. I guess we mm-hmm. will. Thanks so much, man.
No problem. Take it easy, Bobby.
Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. You can call in. There's still time. See, we're blowing through everything tonight. See, this is great. So you can call in and talk about anything. You can tell us why we should meet the spy if you want to agree with Xenocore. You can talk to us about Tetsunoko versus Capcom. Fill me in on more of that. or anything else. If you like the idea that I think you should duct tape a PS2 to the top of your PS3, and then it can play all the imports. So we do have another call here on the line. It's a great night for calls. So Bobby Black will show you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Bobby, Shadow Next Gen.
Shadow Next Gen. It's been a while, man. What's up? How you been?
Yeah, man, doing good. Looking forward to seeing everyone in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Because you're in the media as well, so you're going to be with us at all the fun in a few weeks. What's on your mind?
I was wondering what you thought of the Wolverine game.
The Wolverine game.
Have you played it yet?
I played a little bit of it. We ran it on Friday Night Gaming. The X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncaged Edition, which means it's gory. It's not like the kiddie Wii version. It's an interesting little brawler. I was having fun with it. It does a lot of the slow-mo thing, and I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't realize I was pressing those buttons to do exactly that. But it was interesting. I didn't get a chance to play it any further than the initial opening island mission. I think Hugh Jackman needs to wear a shirt more often because I'm not a chick. But other than that, I enjoyed it. What did you think of it?
So far, I enjoyed it. I thought it was one of the better movie games as they were advertising it, but it still suffered from having to meet the same day as the movie. It has some graphical glitches, and there were some frame rate problems a couple of times, things like that. But overall, it's a fun game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I saw some of the frame rate, and I even saw like some clipping. Like there's like a zip line rope that he goes down, especially in the first.
Yeah.
And I could actually see through the rope, like the camera went inside the rope.
Yeah, I had one time where I was climbing a tower, and for a brief few seconds, he wasn't holding onto the rope as he was moving up. It was good times.
Yeah, and I think even we figured out, like, on Friday Night Gaming, they had him, like, standing on nothing, like, floating in air and stuff. So there were glitches. It's not a perfect game, probably because they had to meet the release with the movie.
Definitely, but as I said, by the same token, it is, at least in my opinion, one of the better movie games that I've played in a while. Since I get to play the majority of them, for better or for worse.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I've actually been surprised because Activision also did the Monsters vs. Aliens, and that wasn't bad either. You know? Did you get a chance to play that one?
Yeah, I got to play that one. I was happy with it initially, but then after the first couple levels, it was the same exact thing again and again and again.
Yeah, that was the thing, is that we got very repetitive very quickly, but the first part's pretty good, so that's why I say it's worth a rental. I mean, I don't know if the Wolverine game gets repetitive, just, you know, ripping people's heads off and stuff. It does get old after a while, believe it or not.
The scenery can get a little repetitive. Like, they only have maybe a few different set pieces, as they were. Like, you go through the jungle a lot.
Oh, wow.
It's different parts of the jungle, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's still the same scenery.
Right.
And then you have, like, you know, the laboratory and things of that nature. So.
And apparently they did put some, like, jokes in there, like they made a Lost reference, and they've got a World of Warcraft reference and stuff through it, so...
They also have the cake from Portal.
That's right. I did see that.
Yeah. I know that was pretty funny. I chuckled to myself the first time I saw that.
Now,
apparently you know what the developer's like.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen the movie?
I have. I went and saw it before I played the game.
Now, is the game the same story as the movie, or is it a different portion? Like, does it come before or after the movie, or is it the movie?
So it follows the general plot of the movie. There are some things in the game that are not in the movie. And where the game jumps around time periods, whereas the movie, you're one time period, then the other. It doesn't jump around, but the game does.
All right. So would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it as a rental, and then if you're a big Wolverine or X-Men fan, you might enjoy it. Although, with no online play or anything, I question the replayability.
Now, let me ask you this, because we brought this up on Friday Night Gaming when we ran it. Would you be willing to pay for DLC to give Hugh Jackman a shirt throughout the entire game?
No, because that's kind of like horse armor.
Because I'm tired of seeing him topless. I'd almost pay like 80 space bucks just to have him clothed throughout the entire game. Because sometimes he's wearing the shirt, and then the shirt goes away, and then it comes back, and then it goes away.
I had a quick question, too. Obviously, you're big into rhythm action, more specifically Rock Band and such. Not counting those games, do you have a specific title you really want to see at E3?
Gee, you know, I don't know. I've been so busy trying to get things stated so I can, you know, in
terms
of...
Yeah, so you can get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the ESA almost... I almost didn't get in. The ESA almost screwed me over.
What happened?
Well, when I... You know how you have to submit all the paperwork to get your credentials?
Mm-hmm.
I faxed everything to them as was requested, and they never got my fax, apparently.
Ooh.
So I had to call them and ask them what the deal was, and they said to email them, which I did, and a few days later I had gotten, hey, welcome to E3 email.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I had never followed through on that, I probably wouldn't have been able to get in.
That sucks. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that sucks. But but at least they're being a little bit more open this year. As long as you're able to prove that you're valid, you can get in.
I had it. I had everything they required. I just had to send it to them twice.
Right.
So. But yeah, man, I look forward to seeing yourself as well as the rest of the All Games contingent in LA in a couple weeks.
All right. So thanks so much.
Yep. Have a good night, Bobby.
That's it for us. That's the last call we're going to take here tonight. Coming up next here on All Games Radio is Orange Lounge Radio, three people out in Sacramento, California, talking about games. It's hot out there, by the way, and I think a few things have changed over there. So we try to check in with them. Sacramento, are you guys there?
Yes, we're here, Bobby. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys doing? Are you guys keeping cool out there?
You know, yes. We had to really turn things upside down tonight to beat the heat. The air conditioning at Studio Rob's house is broken, and we're facing about, I think they said it was going to get up to 105 degrees today. So we were in for trouble. I mean, we always do the show in the garage usually anyway, so we were kind of in trouble. But we made some last-minute switcheroos, and we're actually coming to you now from Studio Jamie's house. So this will be the first broadcast from Dark Saga's house.
Hi.
So it's been kind of last minute, but it's in new surroundings and things, so I'm hoping our audio is okay. But
yeah. we don't have the ferret, but tonight we have Shermie, and she's hiding under the pinball tables.
Hopefully we'll get a purr out of her. But I apologize, Bobby. We really haven't been able to listen to your show since we've been setting everything up at the last minute. Although I did tune in a couple minutes ago, just for like a minute, and I think I heard Sully 907 on the phone, which is funny because I got to meet him this week at ASEN while we were out last week.
That's right. I want to ask, how did your panel go, and how did that whole trip go?
Great. You know, I didn't get to see as much Chicago as I would have hoped because a con was going on, you know, but I got to, hang at the convention and, see some of the regular listeners of OLR, like, you know, Sully and Rob D and Misty and, you know, just lots of folks that were there. And the panel went well. They had me in kind of a smaller room in the back, you know, because we're just internet radio. But I was very humbled. I actually was able to fill up the room about halfway with people, and they kept coming out to hear about podcasts. And I know I had one university teacher in there that was kind of taking tips for her students, which I thought was very flattering. So I had a great time. They had a pretty neat game room, and I don't know if you heard, but Rob D won the Street Fighter 4 tournament.
Oh,
so
wow.
And we had our own Street Fighter 4 thing going on. We had a hotel room with 9 people in typical con fashion, and they had an Xbox 360 hooked up to the TV, and we were playing Street Fighter 4 one night with two arcade sticks. So Rob D and his friends kind of hooked that all up. So that was pretty awesome. It was fun.
And did you ever beat the Rob D?
Hell no. I did not do very well. I think I beat one of his friends who was also very good, like one time when he was using a character that wasn't something he usually used. But, what's sad is I didn't even end up getting to enter the Street Fighter 4 tournament as a joke because they were having some issues and we thought the signups were full even though they really weren't, et cetera, et cetera. So sadly, I did not get my ass handed to me in the tournament, but that's all right. I got to play some Guitar Freaks and Beatmania 2DX and all the other Japanese import games that they have at those type of conventions. So I was still happy.
That's cool. And you know, I mean, with the con stuff, like I've never seen Seattle, but I've been there twice and it was always for PAX. So
isn't that funny? I don't remember what hotel you were at for PAX. I don't think you were in the same one we were, but we were just right up the street from the Space Needle. Like, you could look out the window, and it's like, oh, hey, Space Needle, and we didn't really get there because of PAX.
Yeah,
so.
I stay next door. I stay at that Sheraton that had all those Microsoft Surface in the lobby.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah. I think we came up to your room for conference or something one night. Yeah, right. I remember that.
And did you get all your E3 stuff? Are you guys coming down?
I am going to be coming to E3. Loki's going to be coming to E3 for at least part of it. He won't be there for the whole thing, sadly. Unfortunately, Dark Sakura is going to be sitting out because she's at school and got some stuff going on with all that.
Yep.
So she's not going to be making E3 this year, but at least Loki and I will be there. We're not sure what we're doing as far as coverage yet. I don't. I think mostly what we're doing for coverage will probably be Voltron-esque type things.
Right. Right.
Everybody else, we might be trying to do our own independent type of video stuff. Haven't really figured that all out yet. We still got 3 weeks to go.
I'm doing as little as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to kind of take it all in. But it's interesting because this year, since we're signed up in advance, we're actually getting appointments and things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're excited to check out some of the cool stuff at E3.
Isn't it nice to have everybody like fall all over you, and then you realize, oh, it's all the companies I've never heard of?
Well, we got a couple. I think, did we get set up for Bethesda? I think so.
Well, we can be with Bethesda. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we got something from Sega, so we're hoping to go
Sega,
see that.
Sega, they just said, hey, come to our booth. We're not, really doing anything.
We should ask them at Sega if they are going to localize Paul's Big Adventure.
We should. That's a good
These are the things
question.
The listeners want to know.
But, Harmonix, Beatles, Rock Band, we're going to get to see that. I'm trying to think who else we have signed up for right now.
We're just, we're still trying to add stuff as we go. And, I think we'll go be visiting some of those little companies, too, because maybe they have products that are worth hearing about. So I think if they're going to take the time to get to know us, then we should take the time to get to know them. There might be some good stuff. So. Exciting.
You never know. So what's coming up tonight in this news-filled week?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a lot of ground to cover tonight, and I apologize because I'm not sure what you covered tonight, but I know we have a lot of music game news going on in the world, talking about what's going on with the Scratch source code, apparently being ordered to get handed over, got Guitar Hero 5 news, Rock Band Unplugged. We've got full details on that, talking about comparing turntable controllers, and then... also going to be talking a little bit about some rumors going around right now, although I don't know. I think this is the real deal. Tatsunoko versus Capcom apparently confirmed for the U.S., and that's very exciting news, as well as another port I know Darksoccer is going to be very happy about. Ragnarok Online apparently coming to the U.S. as well on the DS. So this is a very make Darksoccer a happy week, apparently, in the gaming world.
Yeah, squee.
Yeah, we had ECDF call in to tell us about Tatsunoko versus Capcom, so we talked about that a little bit. And now Darksoccer, have you played Zen Pinball yet on the PS3?
No, I haven't. I've been in finals week, so I haven't played much of anything except for, The Sims.
Why are you letting school get in the way of fun stuff?
Because school will facilitate me getting a job that doesn't suck.
And really, I don't know how exciting a pinball game would be for someone that owns numerous pinball machines.
You don't even have any idea.
I could pretend to play pinball, or I could go actually play pinball.
You don't even have any idea. We had Devil's Crush out not a month ago.
If we could, we would roll a pinball machine in here and play live on air, but it just wouldn't fit. We're in a very compact space now.
I don't think one would fit even without us in here because of the desks.
But it's pretty crazy. You got to see this. I mean, we got to fire up our YouTube channel again so you guys can see this. Dark Sakura has the whole... Are you going to do a picture on pix.orangelounge or something? The vault.
Oh, the vault?
Your vault that you have now is amazing. Dark Sakura and her husband, Dan, have this room in their house that is nothing but shelves and shelves of old video games. It is astounding. I was just blown away as a video game fan. They really are sickly obsessed.
The rest of it's in the garage.
Yeah.
The rest of it.
Oof, lot.
There's some up there, too, in the closet.
Yeah,
and in the bedroom.
Yeah, the main reason I was asking you about the Zen Pinball is because apparently in the PS3 version, they actually do have, the owner's mode, where you can, adjust the BIOS, and you can even adjust, the level and stuff of the table. And I didn't know how close that was to someone who actually did that stuff to a real pinball machine. So that's why I was asking.
I'll tell you what. Dan... he gets rentals from Hollywood since he manages a Game Crazy.
It's download.
Download. Download. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I didn't know it was download.
Yeah.
I'll make him download it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, because I'd like to know that because I'm not cool enough to have my own pinball machine. So
he's actually at Pinagogo today, the pinball convention they held in Dixon.
Oh, that's where he's at.
Yeah, and I'm not there because they don't have air conditioning.
Oh, ouch. Oh my God, he's got to be dying.
Oh yes.
Oh, whew. Definitely, I think we need to give that to Dark Sakura as a homework assignment, another one from Bobby Blackwolf. So just because you think school's over doesn't mean it's over.
Dude, after finals, that's tomorrow. My last test is tomorrow.
Well, now you have an assignment from Professor Blackwolf.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Orange Lounge Radio is up next. I'm just the opening band. They're the real act.
Oh, Orange, please.
OrangeLoungeRadio.com.
Dual bill. Dual billing. Have a good one, Bobby.
Thanks so much, guys. So that's it for me. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. Thanks for coming by. Join us again next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The night before... No, actually. Is next week the night before I leave for E3? I think it is. It might be. I don't even know. No, it's not. We're 2 weeks away. I'm getting all my dates confused. Join us next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on All Games Radio at allgames.com, so you can catch us live and interact with the show directly. Or you can leave me a voicemail with us on any topic or leave a bumper for use on our show on our Skype line, Bobby Blackwell Show. Email me, blackwolf at allgames.com. Join our official forums at allgames.com. Take part in our community. Remember, Friday Night Gaming, fnglive.net. Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. We're running Punch-Out this week. We are not taking a hiatus. You can listen to the beginning of Friday Night Gaming from this past week to learn why. It's a sad personal story, but the viewers win. My loss is your gain. And you can listen to Friday Night Gaming to find all of that. But we would not be able to make this live show work without the help of the chatters. Thank you very much, Chrisville1724, DC Nate, Derek H., Hendrix, The Rob D., AlphaBox, D5T, Doomplague, ESWAT, Funnydale, Kitsune, Mako, Maximilian, Octocamo, THK, Tigerclaw, Toshin, Wyland, ActDeft, Lazy Days, True, Ake Ripper, Alpha Cananagram, Alt, Amesitsuma, AshFox, BowerCTU, Binary667, Bloodshot, Bochikawa, Burr, Cidabria, Dark Tetsuya, The Blue Guy, Decipher, DJ Dark Knight, DRP223, Dungeon Buster, Firecube, Frank Branches, I shouldn't try to read these so fast, Grave, Havoc978, Hecht, Hey Jude, Hitstun, Jay Irv, Justin Sane, Kazan, El Frost, Melted General, Mike Hunt, the underscore in the middle there, MXT, Necromoss, New Shiny CD, Punchy, Raging Quits, Rob Roberts, Shadow Next Gen, Stone Raider, Subzy, Sully907, Swampfather, Vince from Two Crazy Gamers, TDB30, Tedekin, TM95, Unfolded Raptor, Valirno, Visid, Warham, What Up G, Wilcon, and Xenocore. That's it for me. The opening band is gone. Orange Lounge Radio is up next. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's broadcast are not necessarily the views and opinions of All Games Productions. This file may be freely distributed provided the original content is unedited and proper attribution is retained. For more information about All Games programming, go to www.allgames.com.